Blog Talk Radio.
To this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Kissing Frogs Equals More Profits. Basically, what we're talking about is how to increase the profits of your business. If you pick the right people and give them the opportunity to spread their wings, put compensation as a carrier behind it, you almost don't have to manage them. And this was said by Jack Welch. So, of all the important elements you need to run a business, what do you think is the most important? Good. Marketing is critical. Top-notch sales copy is key. High-quality products and or services, definitely important. Good ideas, essential. But you can get all of these things and more if you have one thing. I'm talking about good people to help build, run, and grow your business. And one thing I want to say here is, even when you're an entrepreneur, no matter what industry you're in, you may have to go through a lot of different people to find that one company that can truly help you build your business. So the thing is, not all that easy to find good people. All the really smart business people I know are constantly looking for superstar employees. A few years back, I met a gentleman who had $20 million printing business, yet he was still working 60 hours a week or more and wearing almost all the hats in the company simply because he could not find the right people to help him run it. Because hiring good people is one of my core competencies, I am often asked how to do it. As I said earlier, It's not easy, but it's extremely doable. Finding good employees is like dating. It's a numbers game. Unless you're truly lucky, the first person you date doesn't end up being your spouse. Think about all the uncomfortable dates you had to endure, the many times your heart was broken, and the frogs that you had to kiss before finding the one. So let's go back and talk about how the title of this presentation and what we're talking about coincide. Kissing frogs equals more profits. What we're basically saying is, not the first person you talk to and not the first 10 that you have in mind or that you meet that come in and apply for a job are going to be the right people for you. And let me tell you, as an entrepreneur that also comes up there and is true, because, you know, when you look at marketing, when you look at building a business, you need to know that you are not the expert in everything. You need to be able to outsource certain things in your business to the experts. First of all, like what I do when I do my presentations, or when I give and do the things that I really enjoy doing. I like to write, but I don't like to do it all the time. So I need someone else that is their job to do that for my company. And so I have had many people or many companies contact me about marketing. And yet recently, in fact, yesterday I had a company that contacted me, and what they were talking about really fit my business the best, because all the other things were people that knew that because I had been doing presentations, that what they wanted to do was sell me coming on their platform and doing what I do on my platform. And you know, that's not what I need to do, because I need to concentrate on what makes me good. So when you think about it, that if you equate kissing frogs equals more profits, what you think about when you were dating before you got married, how many different boyfriends did you have? How did they treat you? How was each different? And how did you know that the one that you married was truly your prince? So finding the right employees is no different. You are going to have to kiss a few frogs before finding the superstars who can help you and your business grow. And if you are not prepared to do that, you will have a staff full of mediocre employees or continuous turnover. Neither of these things is good for your customers. Your one or two good employees, your reputation, or your bottom line. To make it much easier to get past the frogs of my ideal employees, I make sure I can clearly define three things whenever I'm looking to hire someone: the kind of person I want, the level of the position, and thus the experience the person needs, the skill set required to do the job. Knowing the characteristics of your ideal employee, regardless of the actual position you're filling or the skill set the employee needs to have, everyone you hire should have three important traits: a strong sense of urgency. A good employee is someone who understands that deadlines are made to be met and that speed is money. They also understand that business is business and it is serious. You can have a lot of fun at work, but every employee needs to be well aware that your customers invest their time and money with you. That means your primary mission is for your customers to reach their goals, whatever their goals may be. A great work ethic. You want someone who shows up early and is ready to go. Someone who is on time for meetings and appointments. A pattern of showing up late for anything is a sign of not caring. When I explain this to job candidates, they often ask, "What if I am just not a morning person? Couldn't I come in late and stay later in the evening?" My answer is absolutely not. Showing up early indicates eagerness. Staying late indicates disorganization. Intellect. Your ideal employee is someone with great ideas. Equally important is that the employee is not afraid to express these ideas. People are often surprised to hear that I require intellect in employees at every level of the company, not just management. Don't forget that every single employee you have is an ambassador for you, a direct reflection of you. And at some time or another, they will speak to your customers, your competitors, and your industry associates, defining the position you're trying to fill. In addition to knowing the kind of person you're looking for, you need to have a very good understanding of the position and the experience necessary to do the job properly. I break down all positions into these categories: executor, manager, and leader. The executor is an entry-level employee. She is not responsible for strategic planning, but rather the execution of the plan. This is generally someone fresh out of school or with little or no direct experience with your niche. Some of her core responsibilities include setting up marketing, campaigning in your system, producing reports, posting website copy, okay. Now, we're talking about the three categories that you are looking for. And when you, basically, when you're looking for an employee that can work on their own, you are looking for someone who has a feeling, a knack, a opportunity to take the initiative. Because you know what? When you think about it, when you work for a corporation, you are looking to move up into management to increase your pay. Okay? So you have to think about that, especially in today's marketplace, because everything is marketed not just through television and advertising on radio, but on the internet. And you need people that can help you, that understand the internet, how to write good copy that will sell you, that will put you where you financially want to be. So, if you are looking for an executor, you are looking for someone that can do these core jobs. They are good at setting up marketing campaigns for your system. They are good at producing reports, and they're good at producing or posting website copy. The manager is responsible for the managing processes and or other employees. He usually has 5 to 10 years of direct experience within your niche. He can think strategically, teach others, and start developing big ideas. Some of his core responsibilities may include analyzing reports, trends, and competitors, product development, creating partnerships and affiliate deals. And what we're talking about here is, think about it. Many companies today that market through websites, they set up and offer affiliate positions. And what that means is, if you have friends or family that you are going to talk to about a product that you use, or you are currently in, then what happens is that you will earn commission when they buy a product. And usually, what makes network marketing or relationship marketing work is that there is a tier set up that, you know, that what you want to do is, if especially today, if you are looking at recruiting, then what you're looking at doing is one of two things. Is that person good at talking to someone else about the product? How can you help them? And will they be looking for an opportunity to earn an extra income on the side in addition to and helping you build your business? Because then what happens is, if you can show them the potential of the income if they take on and learn the skills that you are teaching them, then you know what? Then everyone benefits. So think about who you're looking for when you're looking for the ideal employee or the ideal affiliate marketer. You want someone that can analyze reports, trends, and competitors, product development, creating partnerships, and affiliate deals. Now, the leader's primary job is 50% or more of it, encompassing meetings with staff, brainstorming, and business planning. A few examples of people in a leadership role would include marketing directors, editorial directors, and IT directors, all the way up to the CEO. The leader is someone with 8 or more years of experience within your specific niche, someone who has proven track record of success. This is a person who can come into the organization and be up to speed and make a difference immediately. Some of the leader's core responsibilities include creating a departmental or company vision, contract negotiation, hiring staff. Leader may be a high position, but all of your employees should showcase leadership qualities. Identifying the skill set required. And why we're talking about this is very simple, that you want some of the top-notch people. Think about it. Corporations use headhunters. Why? Because they know how to go out and find people who are working for other companies and talk to them about the potential of coming over to work for your company and how it will benefit them. So when you think about it, years ago in the corporate environment, many people who were already working or had the experience doing the jobs needed and the skills needed for a different company, whether it was in the nonprofit or the for-profit business, headhunters would come to them and offer them the opportunity to interview for the new job. And this is why we are talking about what it takes to be very successful in whatever it is that you choose to do. When people ask me to help them find a good employee, I am always amazed when they aren't really sure what they want that person to do. You can't find the right person for a particular job if you don't know what the job requires. For example, if you are hiring a receptionist whose main duties are to answer the phone, schedule your appointments on your Outlook calendar, and type your speeches and company-wide emails, you would not want someone with a hard-to-understand accent who has never seen a computer. And what I'm going to do is say here that because of all the change and the way things are done today, the older generation, the generation that didn't grow up with the access to computers, have a much harder time. They may know how to type, but unless they're willing to be open to using a computer. And for so many of them, and I've met many who refuse to adapt to the new technology, and therefore they're left behind when it comes to the job market. So before you can initiate your search, you have to write a job description. If you have never done this before, start by writing down everything you think you want your new employees to do. List the responsibilities, and next to each responsibility, write down the necessary skill. Be specific. Let's use the example of a receptionist. Once you know the characteristics of your ideal employee and can define the job and the skills that an employee needs, you start looking. How to find your ideal employee? The first rule of hiring is to be patient. Remember the old saying, hire slow and fire fast. Think about what executive recruiters do. They build their Rolodexes when they call person A with a job opportunity and person B is not interested. They end up with 3 phone numbers or email addresses of people person A knows. What I'm going to do is back up here. And many years ago, my father was a real estate lawyer, and he did most of his work for himself. And he was such a perfectionist that he never really had a secretary at all. He did all the work himself. Or I remember me and my sisters would go into the office to answer the phone when he wasn't there to take messages for him, because he didn't use a phone service and the few times that he did have a secretary, if they typed anything up wrong, if there was any mistakes, they just wouldn't last. So when you think of how things are done in the past, how they're done today, we need to take all of this into account and remember how things have changed over the years. So the second rule of hiring is to think about all the people that you know, especially when you're looking to fill a middle to upper level position. If none of them are right for the job, call them anyway. They may know people who are. Keep collecting names and numbers. If you are looking for more of an entry-level employee, advertising in a trade publication is good, but do some research first. Read the ads the publication normally prints and make your ad better. Make your position sound rewarding and exciting. If there is room for advancement, mention it. You can also use Career Builder, Monster, eHire, and other online job search engines. Of course, you'll probably have to sift through hundreds of applications, 99% of them useless. And if you may luck out, but you're not going to find most of your potential superstars this way. Even better than advertisements and far better than online job search engines is networking. I look for employees everywhere I go. When I attend industry events, which I often do, cocktail parties at my favorite networking places, you get a real feel for the personality and style of the people you meet. When I speak at industry functions, I tell the audience that I am available to talk to about job opportunities. I even talk to other parents while attending my kids' sporting events. You can network anywhere. Whenever there are people, there's opportunity. Don't be afraid to ask your friends, colleagues, and competitors about people who might be a good fit for your company. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world to succeed in business. You just need to be smart enough to hire the right people to help you do it. And why are we talking about this at this particular time? Because Here's another thing to think about. When you are hiring people to work for you, you are looking for certain skills that will make them really good. So, and today, what you need to look at is things like, here are some things to think about when you, because today everything is affiliate marketing and you are looking for opportunities to grow your business. Think about all of the things that you have done over the past and remember how you have taken all of those things and incorporated them. And one of the things that I want to talk about is, and this is something where kissing more frogs equals more profits. When you are an affiliate marketer and you are selling a product or you are looking to bring for people who want to help you market your product, that they don't just want to use it. You want people who are independent, who know how to think for themselves, who are willing to talk to people, who understand how to talk to people. And what you are looking for is that one or two or three people that have an interest in earning an extra income. And are they willing to put the time in to do it? And that means, are they skilled at talking to people and learning the skills they need to be successful? Or now, what I'm going to do is talk about specifically some certain things that have come up. And I happen to be involved with a company that's in the mobile gaming industry. And when I was first recruiting, it was more about, it didn't matter if they were free gamers, because if they were free gamers, then they would watch the advertising and it would generate revenue and I shared in the revenue as a founder. But now the focus has changed to, you need to have so many people that are game ambassadors that really want to work the business. So it's having people who understand that they, what skills it takes and how to approach someone, how to encourage them, that if they are looking to earn extra income, would they be willing and are they coachable and willing to do something? In that, what I mean is by do something, or is, do they have friends or family that are looking for an extra income that also play games? And I would like to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual or group coaching. And do you have a strategy to take your business to the next level? Do you have a plan in place?